Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to check out my new devotional book, Keeping Hope Alive, Devotions for Strength in the Storm. 90 meditations provide minute-sized encouragements for the days your mind is on overload. It's available on my website, gracefox.com, and wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Luke 5, 27 and 28.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Luke 5, 27 and 28. Later, as Jesus left the town, he saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at his tax collector's booth. "Follow me and be my disciple," Jesus said to him. So Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. A couple of years ago, I started calling myself a Jesus follower rather than a Christian. It seems the term Christian means different things to different people. It can be misunderstood and even scare some folks away from building a relationship if they've had negative interactions with Christians who don't reflect Christ. On the other hand, the term Jesus follower seems pretty clear. It says that I've bought into his teachings and seek to live accordingly. Levi was a Jewish tax collector who did the same. Today's verse tells us that Jesus saw him sitting at his tax collector's booth. There he was, doing business as usual, collecting money from fellow Jews to give to the Romans, who were Gentiles. Men in his occupation didn't win any popularity contests within Jewish circles because they were known to take more money than necessary so they could pad their own pockets. Their greed and crooked business dealings caused Jews to consider them as betrayers who sold out their countrymen for material gain. So Jesus was on his way out of town when he saw Levi at the booth, but he didn't see the man as other Jews did. The Greek word for saw means to wonder, to behold, view attentively, and to contemplate. It describes a gaze accompanied by contemplation or wonderment. It looks upon a person or object with interest and takes note of details in order to perceive this person or object accurately. This account reminds us of the Old Testament story of Hagar, found in Genesis 16. She'd run away from Abraham and Sarah's home after becoming pregnant and being mistreated. There she sat by the road in the wilderness, a young woman alone and distraught. The angel of the Lord saw her there in distress, but he didn't just see her. He noticed her. He took note of the details in order to perceive her and her needs accurately. As a result of that encounter, Hagar gave him a name. She called him El Roy, the God who sees. So Jesus saw Levi as a tax collector working in his booth, but he looked beyond the exterior. He saw Levi's heart and his sin. He saw Levi's emotional needs, his motivations, his hurts, joys, dreams, and disappointments. He saw it all. And how did he respond? Well, he didn't say, "Clean up your act and then I'll be your friend." He didn't say, "You're not good enough to join my inner circle." He said, follow me and be my disciple. Levi heard the invitation. He got up and followed without a backward glance at the money he'd considered so important. He followed without hesitation and without conditions. He followed as a sheep follows its shepherd, in complete trust that the shepherd has its best interest in mind. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." The invitation to follow Jesus is open to every man, woman, and child in the world, regardless of age, nationality, skin color, or language. No matter who we are, no matter where we live, Jesus sees us where we are and as we are, sin-stained and in need of forgiveness. And he says, "Come, follow me." We get up from that place of trying to make our own way in this world, from that place of pain or rejection, of not fitting in, and we take the first step by placing our faith in Jesus rather than good works for salvation. He leads us along our faith journey, and we become his disciples as we learn about him and his teaching, his parables and his preaching. We learn more about his values and principles and person, and in the process, we become new persons. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Levi got up and followed Jesus into a new life. And so can we. Let's follow Jesus without a backward glance at the sins that once held us captive. Let's follow him without hesitation and without conditions. Let's follow him as a sheep follows its shepherd, for he is our good shepherd and truly has our best interest in mind. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and the one who leads us into new life. Thank you, Lord, for the invitation to follow Jesus and be his disciple. Help us follow him without hesitation, without conditions, and without a backward glance at the things or behaviors that grieve you. Make us committed followers of Christ, sold out for his sake and the sake of his kingdom here on earth. In his name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
And oftentimes, you know, you're chasing happiness, but you don't know that God is the best way to achieve the happiness you're looking for. And so I was trying to end my suffering by sinning, but I only ended up sinning my way into more suffering.
That was Grammy winner Lecrae unpacking his testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.